Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn. It's a pleasure to be with you. As we have talked very often on these broadcasts, I speak to a lot of different coaches. Coaching has become such a very big field, and there are coaches in almost every aspect of life. I find it really fascinating, and I know how important it is for people because coaching has really helped so many people in so many different ways. But we have a coach as a guest today who is one of the most unique I think I've ever had the chance to talk to. Her story is absolutely fascinating, and I think you're going to be amazed when you find out more about her. She is a certified psychosynthesis transformational life coach. Yeah, I know, that's a mouthful, but it's the truth. Psychosynthesis transformational life coach. She is the founder of a practice known as Unveil Your Voice Life Coaching, where she specializes in helping men and women find their authentic, creative, prolific selves. She deals in so many areas, and it's so fascinating. But when you hear the name of her practice, Unveil Your Voice Life Coaching, there is so much behind that. Because 16 years ago, when her daughter was 4 years old, our guest, whose name, by the way, let me point it out, is Deneen Carter. Deneen lost her voice. And she didn't just lose her voice for a day or even a week. She lost her voice for 3 entire years. Her specialist at the time told her she'd never get her voice back again. Imagine that. Anyway, she refused to accept their prognosis, and she decided she was going to find a way to heal and get that voice back. In order to speak outward, she turned inward through a process of searching within. She realized that she had been ignoring her inner voice. We all have inner voices. Sometimes we don't listen to them, but you've got one. Anyway, she came to the conclusion she had something to say and she wasn't saying it. She had something to express and she wasn't expressing it. She had stopped listening to her own inner voice and she was not using her outer voice to speak the truth. She couldn't use her outer voice. She realized the key to getting her voice back was to begin sharing herself. So upon hearing and healing, she then created a whole life around using her voice. Today, she has a beautiful voice again, and she can help you unveil your own voice. She has an amazing website with a lot of information, and if you go to it, it's really one of the most unique because she introduces herself to you very simply and very forthright on that website. And if you look at it, you would see her introduce her name. She explains she's a midwife woman, a mother, a relationship partner, a psychosynthesis transformational life coach, a practitioner of energy and healing touch therapies, and a spiritual devotee. And she tells you she has a 20-year-old daughter, and she has careers that have ranged from banking to human services, and she has studied voraciously the topics of psychology and spirituality and has received board certification. And at this point, her path has led her to serve others in their pursuit of self-love, self-mastery, inner fulfillment, outer manifestation, and spiritual practice. It's an amazing story she has, and I am really excited to bring her on with us. Deneen Carter is our guest. Her practice, again, is called Unveil Your Voice Life Coaching, and she's located up in Waterford, New York, which is north of Albany, near Troy, in that area of New York State. Deneen, welcome. It's a delight to have you with us. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you so much, Doug, for having me today.
Listen, you are more than welcome. I have to ask you first off this issue of your voice. When someone loses their voice at 16, well, how old were you at that point? I assume you were in your mid-20s. Would that be right? Somewhere in that area?
Yes, I was. I was in my mid-20s. And
for 3 years, you couldn't talk?
Yes, I lost
Is
my
that
voice
right?
for 3 years.
Good Lord, what happened? Why did you lose your voice? Do you know?
Well, that's the irony. It spontaneously disappeared, and at the time in my life, I was performing. I was performing in dance and singing, and I was also studying spiritual practice. I was studying meditation, psychology, and spirituality, and I had reached a point in my life, I had overcome a trauma from years earlier. I was working on overcoming this trauma for about 10 years before I reached this point in my life where I thought I should switch from the learning process and being a student and figuring out how to come back from that trauma. And I needed to turn to guide, to actually teach others how to do that. And when I was in that juncture, I resisted moving from learner to guide. And so what happened is over, as I denied my inner voice, because this is the voice that we talk about, as I denied my inner voice, which was telling me, Deneen, your life is a message. You need to go out there and teach it. As I denied and suppressed that, or put it off to, you know, another day, like many of us do with our ideas, spontaneously, over a three-day period, my voice disappeared. And at that point, I was left to figure out what has happened. What exactly has happened here? And how do I get it back? And can I? So the process ensued that I went to specialists, as you mentioned, and they told me that I was never going to get my voice back. They indicated to me that they had no idea. They'd been studying this for this sort of thing for a long time. They had experienced other patients that had this happen, and that in 99.9% of the cases, these people never got their voice back. They told me that potentially what the only possibility that they could even offer me was to get Botox injections into my throat. And this would have required a long, long needle that would have been injected through the outside of my neck into my mouth, into the back of my throat, between my vocal cords, and to the muscles behind them. Now, obviously, you can imagine there's a lot of risk there. If they had hit the vocal cords or anything else, it could have been obviously definitely permanent damage. So I just was so fearful of this prognosis and so fearful of my options. What they said with the shots is that they wouldn't be a permanent fix, that what they would have done is maybe, possibly, remotely give me some little bit of sound. And that sound would probably be wavering, and it may happen, and it may not work at all. But even if I did get those shots, I would have to get them on a regular basis, probably on a monthly basis, to even have a little bit of sound that they might provide. As you can imagine, I was just terrified by all this. I just couldn't believe that this was my life, that this was, you know, that I was going to have no voice. That, you know, I had a small daughter at the time. You can imagine, you know, trying to have this small child wanting to read stories or, you know, just those sorts of things, and then, you know, finding jobs where you don't need to speak. You know, I was really paralyzed in a lot of ways because of this experience. Yeah. And I, at that point, just came to an awakening. At the time, I was spiritually very involved. I was meditating. I was part of that study. I was meditating and I was praying, which I had done most of my life, and I went within. I went inside through meditation to discover what my inner voice was telling me about what was happening in my outer life.
So
and through
to,
that,
to,
yeah.
To,
to get clear here, let me just ask you a question. Did you go through with the Botox injection or not?
I did not.
You did not.
That was not an option that I wanted to take. A lot of people don't realize that Botox is a reduction of snake venom. A lot of people don't know that.
No, they don't have a clue.
Right? You so often hear it used, for beauty reasons and things like that. But this was Botox, when Botox was first kind of getting its name out there. And what I learned is that that's exactly what it is. It's a reduction of snake venom, and which, because it, in high doses, it would be lethal to you, but in lower doses, it relaxes muscles. And that's what they were offering to do. But I just was terrified about the whole thing. I didn't really want to introduce a toxin into my body, and I really didn't want to go through the fearful procedure that they mentioned about putting the needle through my neck, and that maybe something even worse could happen if they hit a vocal cord, if they hit anything else.
I understand that. I guess the key question is, was the fact that you lost your voice, rather than it being physical, was it a mental thing that caused you to lose your voice?
Well, that's what I came to in meditation. Through the process of meditation, I came to the inner knowing, again, through accessing my inner voice, which is, unveiling my inner voice, which is the name of my company. I came to the understanding that the reason that I lost my voice was because I hadn't been using it. And by that I mean, it became very clear to me that I wasn't using my voice and expressing my whole being in my relationships, in my career, my creative pursuits. In my spirituality was developed, but my personal life at that time, I wasn't, because of the trauma that had happened to me 10 years earlier, I had always been a very sociable, outgoing, very affectionate, gregarious just person. And when the trauma occurred those 10 years earlier, 15 years earlier, I suppressed my personality. I suppressed who I was. I went into a place of hiding, and because I was fearful that if I was my gregarious, outgoing self, that was what had attracted the trauma. So I felt that I needed to go into hiding, and consciously or unconsciously made that decision. And what happened is, I was living this life. I was living, I had a partner, I had a job, I had all those things. And to the outside world, I may have appeared successful, but inside, I knew there was so much more to me than I was expressing in the world. There was so much more to my personality than was happening. I wasn't communicating in my relationships because I had gone so far in, I was afraid to trust people. So I had gone to this place where I wasn't sharing myself with people. I didn't have a lot of associations at that time. And in my career, my career was using a part of me, but nowhere near what I was capable of doing. And
wow.
So at that point, when my voice disappeared, it was the realization through meditation that what I was doing was, Deneen, the voice within me, the voice of spirit, the voice, the voice within each of us, it was telling me that, Deneen, you're not using your whole being. You have a message. Your life is a message, and you need to come out and share who you are. You need to be your full self. You need to express who you are in your career. You need to live fully. And it was that. So it was a mental, emotional thing that was actually driving the physical manifestation of my lack of voice. It was like, so you're not going to use it, so you're not going to have it, so it was like, access this voice because you have things to say, you have things to share. And because in those 10 years after the trauma that had occurred, I had spent my time working on finding my way back to my, I actually think of that as the first time I lost my voice. And in that way, it was a metaphoric sense. I had, because of the trauma, I had gone within, I had lost my full expression of myself. So I think of that as losing my voice in the world. And I spent the 10 years after that not telling anyone about the trauma. And then after that, trying to reclaim myself. I had gone into the arts. I'd gone into dance, which is something I had done as a child. And when I first started dance, I couldn't even feel the music anymore because of the trauma. I couldn't feel that, the rhythm inside my body. Yes.
Your story is so amazing. We have a limited amount of time. I don't want to spend all of it on this. You're so fascinating. And I should point out, Deneen's going to be back with us again next week at the same time. This story is going to be broadened out and talk more. There are two key questions, and I want to get to your practice and how you're helping people now.
Yes.
Number one, how did you discover your voice back? Did you just wake up one day and all of a sudden it was there, or what happened?
Basically, through the meditation process, learning that the reason I had lost it was because I hadn't been using it, that became very clear. I literally, made a commitment at that very moment when that voice spoke to me. I basically said out loud, I said, I know I have things to say. I know I'm here for a reason. I know that I need to speak. I commit to using my voice for greater good. I commit to using my voice for whatever purpose is put within me, and I will tell my story and I will share what I know that can help other people express themselves and live from a fulfilling place. And as soon as I made that commitment, I got about 50% of my voice back immediately. Through meditation, wow. I learned that the other 50% would come back through the daily usage of my voice, through the daily active steps of sharing and being in the world in a vocal way. And then I got the whole rest of my voice back.
Well, there's so much more of this story. I'm sure it was a surprise to your child, your daughter at that point, the other people who knew you. All of a sudden you began speaking when you hadn't been speaking for 3 years.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
We could talk at great length on that. But I want to get to the point here. You have your practice now. You're helping other people. You've started your coaching practice called Unveil Your Life Coaching. You're board certified in many areas of this. Let's talk a little bit about what you do to help people. And by the way, again, you have this fabulous website with so much information. If you're listening, make note of this. It's the same as the name of a practice, unveilyourvoicelifecoaching.com. unveilyourvoicelifecoaching.com. You'll see a picture, a beautiful picture of Deneen, and learn more about you. You write so well. And that's another thing. You have a book coming out. We're going to talk about the book in a moment. But how do you help people today? Who comes to you? There's so many areas. You have questions. You are a life coach. On your website, you say, do you feel frustrated at your job? Are you looking for love? Do you desire a more satisfying primary relationship? Do you wish you had time for yourself? Yeah, the list is endless of things that you are able to help people with. What brings people to you, do you find? Because you're different.
Thank you. I find is that most people that come to me are people who have felt constrained by their habitual ways of being. They feel, a lot of times people, the reason why we all suppress ourselves in one way or another. And that is, and what we find is we do that because a lot of times it's through what we've been taught by society or media, because we've developed our identity based on what we've been taught from the outside of us. We internalize what society tells us we should be, what the media tells us we should be, what our authority figures along growing up, or our parents, and sometimes what happens is we suppress our whole being. We suppress parts of ourselves. So a lot of people that come to me are really trying to find their own voice themselves. They feel constrained, or they feel they're looking forward and back in their life, and they're going, I had these dreams when I started out, and when I look at my life, you know, I feel like I've done everything right, but I really don't feel fulfilled. You know, I've done everything according to what I'm supposed to do. I have that house, car, and job, but I'm really, there's got to be more going on than this, you know, and or people that question society's teachings and rules, or people really that are feeling, geez, you know, my career is great, but geez, I can't really seem to find a fulfilling relationship. There's something breaking down there. You know, how can I develop that? How can I have a voice in my relationships? What am I not sharing? So people seem to relate to the idea that there are ways that they are not manifesting their true purpose, their true selves in the world. And
right.
I help them access the inner voice, which directs them to what it is, the way to do that, the way to manifest who they really are.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you to explain something, because as I point out, there are life coaches,
yeah.
and they will explain there are coaches in this, coaches in that.
Right.
You're described as a certified psychosynthesis transformational life coach. Define
yes.
for me what that word means, psychosynthesis. A lot of people may not understand what that is. How do you describe it?
Psychosynthesis is a spiritual psychology and methodology behind life coaching that I found to be the most advanced program in coaching. And the reason is because it takes in the mind, body, and spirit of each person that walks in the door to be coached. And what it posits is that there is a core self to each of us. There is an essential self within us that no matter what choices we've made before, no matter what we have done or not done in our lives, it has the blueprint. It knows exactly what we need to do to be fulfilled in our lives. And that core self is constantly trying to communicate with us, constantly, in little ways. And what psychosynthesis allows me to do is help mirror the voice that I hear in my clients. For them, a lot of times the voice over the years, because we've been following society's dictates, it becomes very quiet in us. It's always speaking, but it becomes quiet. And through the method of psychosynthesis, I can see that voice speaking. I can see it more clearly than my clients, and I can mirror that and help them expand that voice so it's louder and louder in their lives, and they can follow it more directly and lead to fulfillment in what they're trying to do, whatever they're trying to manifest. Psychosynthesis also posits that it's not enough that we have awareness about what we need to do, or awareness about our blocks of what we're wanting to manifest. We have to access our will. We have to develop a strong and skillful will. We have to take the steps to make those things happen for ourselves. And through psychosynthesis, I can engage the mind, body. I can engage your thinking, your feelings, your wants and desires, your intuition. We can get those all on board to be able to make you most skilled and advantageous to be able to make those goals a reality. And another part of psychosynthesis, too, is that a lot of times when we're reaching for a goal, whenever we're wanting to manifest something in our lives, there is a part of us that's like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to make this happen. But then there are other parts of us that are very doubtful, that are afraid, that are holding us back, that are resisting. We all have that. And what psychosynthesis allows me to do is work with all those parts of a person. We put them all on the stage, and we compassionately deal with them in a way that they all feel successfully dealt with so that you can move forward and really, really manifest what you want to manifest.
How effective is this process in helping your clients?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I can give you a couple examples if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead.
I have I can refer maybe to a couple clients here. One is a male. When he came to me, he had come from an upbringing where, from about the age of 15, he was almost forced to raise himself. His parents were really emotionally, both physically and emotionally, really unavailable to him. You know, he started raising himself about 15, and he started getting into, you know, drinking and drugging at the time, and basically to shut down from his emotions and access to emotions. So as he grew up to be an adult, you know, he was trying to engage in relationships, and specifically a romantic relationship in his life, and he really loved the woman he was dating, but there was blocks in his communication, blocks in his ability to access his emotional self in the relationship. And what he experienced, he was very successful in his career, but in his emotional relationships, he was falling short. So what happened is, through working with me, we noticed that there was a part of him that was held back from speaking, was held back from sharing, even though he truly loved his partner. And we worked with that aspect. We brought that part of himself alive. We worked with that part of him, and eventually he was able to access himself in a way that made his relationship flourish. They are now getting married, and they're very happy. I mean, they had been on the brink of almost losing their relationship because he couldn't communicate how he was feeling with this woman.
Deneen has a new book that she's written. It's called Loving the Ache, A Woman's Journey, and it's a fascinating story she has to tell. We're going to learn more about that when Deneen returns to CUTV News Radio, same time next week, and I hope you'll join us. Her practice is Unveil Your Voice Life Coaching. That's her website, too, Unveil Your Voice Life Coaching. So be sure and be back with us again next week. Deneen, thank you so much. You're a great guest, okay?
You're welcome, Doug. Thank you very much. Talk to you next
week. You are more than welcome, my dear. I look forward to hearing your program with us next week at the same time here on CUTV News Radio. That's it for now, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We thank you for being with us, and we'll see you again next time here on Close Up Talk Radio. Have a great day wherever you are. Bye for now.